Welcome to this week's podcast from journalism.co.uk with me, Caroline Scott. Today, I've had the privilege of speaking to Imran Azam, founder of thisisreal.co and organiser of the hugely popular The Art of Smartphone Filming meetup group. Imran has just arrived back from Amsterdam, where last week he taught a group of Syrian refugees how to create video stories using their smartphones, a venture which he explained to me meant so much more to the students than just learning to shoot and edit footage. Now, as you'll all know, here at journalism.co.uk, we're passionate about mobile journalism and its techniques and actively follow how the medium is developing around the world. Well, Imran Azam has been travelling across the UK and a number of European cities, including Copenhagen and Stockholm, to share smartphone, filmmaking and video content creation skills with a range of people, from journalists to entrepreneurs to people that just want to experiment with telling their stories through video. He explained to me how the Art of Smartphone Filming meetup group was able to use these techniques to reach out and help a group of Syrian refugees in Amsterdam.
There's always been a desire to want to actually approach the refugee community and to be able to pass on these skills, because the interesting thing about the smartphone is that it's ubiquitous regardless of socioeconomic background. Almost everybody has one. And if you know how to use it properly, it can be a means by which you can improve your personal situation. And what better way to do that than to be able to tell your story using the most popular content medium at the moment, which is video. You know, although the refugees that I was teaching had, you know, smartphones that were mainly Android, I mean, nobody had really seriously undertaken any kind of video content creation. The fact that you could do it, I don't think was a surprise. But I think what really surprised them is being able to go from not having ever done it to actually having filmed, edited and produced a 30-second film within 3 to 4 hours. That's what really surprised them. My objective is for them to realize that to be technically able to produce stories is the easy bit. The actual difficult bit is to be able to see their stories in video form and to shoot accordingly. So it's about trying to turn people into video storytellers with the emphasis on the storytelling.
In order to do this, Imran trained the 15 attendees over 4 hours, teaching them the basic principles of storytelling before a step-by-step practical lesson in shooting sequences and shots with their phone's native camera.
It begins with an objective and a theme. So the objective is to film, edit and publish a 30-second video to Twitter using your smartphone in the next 2 hours. Okay, so that's the objective. So the theme for this one was, let me introduce you to my friend. People in the group were paired up, and then they take about 15 to 20 minutes to try to get under the skin of that person's story or an element of that person's story. Once they've done that, we then go through some basics about filming, not editing, just filming. And then they're given 45 minutes to film their story. The story of the person, of their partner, the person that they're with. And they go out and about. So they went out and about in Amsterdam. They went around the buildings. They got all the shit. They were encouraged to be as creative and crazy as they wanted to be. Once they'd done that, the group came back and they were taken through some of the basics of editing using the Wii Video app. It's then a case of exporting and publishing to Twitter. And kind of the coup de grace is at the end of the actual session, we all sit back and we watch all of these videos on the big screen. And, you know, and it's a great way to end the session, because nobody has thought this is possible. And anybody who shot anything realizes that actually sometimes when you're shooting, you think what you've shot isn't particularly good. But as long as you understand the magic is in the edit, right, then you can produce some really good stuff. So a lot of them shot stuff, thought it was rubbish, then edited it, then published it, and actually really, you know, they were amazed by what they produced.
Imran explained how the course has enabled them to tell their own stories on social media, helping them to take back control from other people speaking for them.
You know, of all the groups that I've taught, it's this group of refugees where they were the most focused, they had the greatest motivation. And that's not really surprising, but, you know, again, when you hear a lot of the rhetoric going on about refugees, you know, and you actually spend time with the real deal and you realize how different it is. I mean, that's a very interesting dynamic. But, these guys are very entrepreneurial. You know, they've gone through absolute hell, as was told in some of their, you know, kind of their stories. They've gone through hell to get to where they are, and they're absolutely keen on making the most of it. And their eyes are wide open to opportunities. So, you know, I made it clear that, look, you know, whatever it is you wish to do, you know, being able to consistently tell your story through video. I introduced them to a model that I put together. I mean, I know everybody has their own acronym, right? I have my own acronym. It's called PREP, which is P-R-E-P. And that stands for preparation, research, execution, and promotion, right? So that's those are kind of the building blocks of being able to put together a good communication strategy. If you don't prepare and research what it is you're looking to actually execute on, i.e. create, you know, what you produce is not going to hit the mark. By the same token, if you prepare and research properly and execute properly, but you don't promote, you don't know how to promote what you do across various social media channels, then it's a vanity project. You know, simply something for you and your friends and family to say isn't that good. You've got to be able to push that content. So we went through all of this, and they came out of it understanding the power of it. Now, what they do with it from now, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if I start seeing content produced by these guys, which really helps their situation. Whether it be, by the way, whether it be something entrepreneurial, or whether it be simply something to help people to understand who they are, that part of this really does resonate with them, because they understand that if they don't tell their story, then somebody else is telling their story, and that may not be the story they wish to tell, and it may not be accurate. So it's kind of like, you know, you've got a responsibility here and the tools to wrench back control here.
These meetups are free, and Imran is looking to reach out to groups who are representing refugees in the UK and Europe that want to get involved with the training. The next social meetup is in London on the 7th of September, where Imran will be discussing Snapchat storytelling for business. For more podcasts, please visit our website.